I shall lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Last week, we started preparing ourselves for our SRS. When we say SRS in this church, it is Soul Rescue Sunday. And it's a special Sunday, and it's on the 7th of September. It's a special program we are having here, and everybody's bringing two people who are going to sit by you. And as part of it, every Saturday, we are storming out, going out for evangelism, to witness and to win souls for the Lord in our locality, in our area. And again, as part of it, every day when you go to school, you go to work, on your phone, you are witnessing to people, you are inviting people for that day. You are sending the flyers every day, so that before even the day is up, like today, like this, you will get a new soul for Jesus. Next week, you keep bringing them. You'll get at least 3, 4, 5. Then on that day, you gather all of them and they'll be sitting by you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. And there is a reward for it. Tell somebody there is a reward. Or tell someone there is a reward. Now listen, there are two rewards. One is a spiritual reward. You are going to be giving leaflets. Are the leaflets ready? The request leaflets. You are going to be giving request leaflets, and you are having a covenant with God that, Lord, as I bring you these 2 or 3 or 5 or whatever souls, I'm covenanting with you that you too, you will give me this and you give me that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, in the kingdom of God, everybody listen to me with rapt attention. In the kingdom of God, many things come together to produce the results you are looking for. In the kingdom, hardly will one thing produce results. Many things. It's like cooking. We cook a meal by combining many ingredients. True or not true? When I say true or not true, you don't say false. You say true or not true. I gave you options, so you don't add your own. So when I say true or not true, it's either you say true or you say not true. Don't say true or false. I didn't say true or false. Amen. True or not true? Oh, one more, my born or can't false. We open that pass through school. Amen. Are you listening to me? Now, the Bible says that all things work together for our good. That means that that's what the Bible says, all things. It's not one thing. So for your ministry to work, all things. For your business to work, all things. There are several things that will come together for that business to work. So in the spirit, there are things like sacrifice. There are things like prayer. There are things like praise and worship. There are things like kingdoms, like different things. When you do all of them together, you are able to achieve a result. But we don't just select only one. That is why when you are part of a good church like Rescue, tell somebody, Rescue is a good church. When you are part of a good church like Rescue, we make you do all the things you must do as a child of God. We make you study the word. We teach you unadulterated word, because the word of God has power to transform your life. We will also expose you to prayer. Because prayer is a weapon for warfare. We also expose you to sacrifice. Because sacrifice can boost your prayer and can provoke God with speed. More than prayer will work. We expose you to fasting. That's why we just fasted 40 days. Because there are things that goeth not except by prayer and fasting. Are you getting it?
Yes.
We also expose you to praise and worship. Look at how we praised and we danced and we appreciated God. Because there are things that prayer cannot do. Only your praise can do. And they are all in the Bible. But you see, in this month of August, I'm also exposing you to another ingredient that is needed for your success. That is needed for your prayer request to be answered. That is needed for a breakthrough in your life. And that is what we call soul winning. Everybody say soul winning. I didn't hear it loudly. Say soul winning. Say soul rescue mission. Now, this church, the real name of the church is Rescue the World Church. Chapel. What you hear, Rescue World, is Rescue the World Chapel International. That's the name of the church. So, this church is not a praise and worship church. Did you hear Praise Sanctuary? It's not a music church. In as much as we enjoy it. Did you hear something prophetic international?
No.
It's not a prophetic church. Even though there are seasons we enter into the prophetics. Because all things come together to produce a certain resource. And the unfortunate thing is that with what you are contending with, you may not know which one will bring the resource. So you have to be smart to do everything you can in the Bible. So soul winning, among all the things that we do as a church, is the most important thing to us. If you are new in this church, the reason why we are gathered here in this church is not to receive anything from God. Say nothing.
Nothing.
We are not here for money. We are not here for marriage. You came now, I'll get a beloved and marry. We are not here for that. We are not here to have fun. We are here to be trained. Our motto, when you hear us say rescue, we respond making disciples, sending ministers. Everybody say it, let me hear. Again. Making disciples. Jesus says, go and make disciples. So we are into, if you want to know what your church is about, we are into making disciples. And then after we make you a good disciple, we will now send you to go and win souls, to go and plant church, to go and do missionary work. Clap your two hands for the Lord. That's rescue. That's the meaning of this. This is rescue the world. This golden, rich, our church is a rich church. Tell somebody, we are very rich. We are very prosperous. Tell him, don't look at today. Whatever we are talking about is not today. Don't look at today. That guy sitting by you, you don't know. Tomorrow, you will be shocked. I'm telling you, that young person sitting by you like nothing. He has nothing in his pocket. You just give him 5 years from now. You just give him. Tell somebody, you just give him 5 years from now. Something is about to change in my life. Clap your two hands if you believe that. So, this eagle, Bible says that for we are like eagles. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like them. So the church is compared to an eagle. We are not vultures. We don't eat dead things, fornication, sin, bad things. No. We eat holy things like the eagle. The eagle eats pure blood. Not dead blood. Say, I'm an eagle. Say, I'm not a vulture. I don't feed on carcass. I don't feed on sin. Put that aside. So this anointed, rich, golden church has dipped its claws into the globe and lifting it up from the dying world. That is our destiny. I get what I'm saying. That is why all of you are here. You are here because we grabbed you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we are bringing you out gradually. Some of you are stubborn, but we are trying.
the one by you. Are you the stubborn one? Some of you, we are trying to lift you out of that destruction in your family and that bad thing in your life. But you are also trying to be stubborn. But the Lord will help you. As long as you don't stop the church, you will change. Your amen is suspicious. You see, the people I'm talking about, they are in this corner. Let me try. As long as you don't stop the church, your behavior will change. Your character will change. Hallelujah. You know, that's what this church is about. And I told you that many, many years ago, when we didn't have a church, we were just winning souls, holding crusades in villages and then all that. And then when we train people and we are going, they'll now say, oh, they have music program, they have a youth conference, and then they'll be disappointing us. So myself and my able assistant, Pastor Echo, we were just walking, and then I said, Lord, if you give us a church, we will let every one of them be a soul winner. And God heard our prayer and gave us a church. And so we are committed to making people soul winners. So that everybody here, no matter what you do in the church, you are a soul winner. First and foremost. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
See, I'm a soul winner. First and foremost. So last week, we started speaking about what? 7 reasons why you must be part of soul winning. Why what we are doing this month, 7 reasons that we said, so chiakra. And we said the first reason is because soul winning is the greatest commandment or great commission. Do you remember?
Yes.
It's the great commission. It said, enoni insha esin yesu insha odima yenina. Command a yesu odima yenina. The instruction that Jesus gave us, nothing comes close. You know, Jesus gave us many instructions. Give me one. One instruction Jesus gave. Love your neighbor as I have loved you. Jesus gave that instruction. Give me another instruction. Who will give me another instruction? Elder, give me another instruction. Honor your father. You see, Jesus taught on respect. On respect, elderly people. Who add one more? Oh, somebody else. Tell me one more volunteer. Jesus taught many things. Jesus even taught that when somebody hits you, don't hit the person back. 10. Your boss assume left up than right. El Ghana. And then, that aspect of the Bible, I asked him, Shetam Empekra. I said, no. And no. Nyami gusu chimi free mubat. Mene womane manage. Pass. What bo happened, Master Dalia? But that's how far Yesu, like Jesus instructed. Now, why somebody being slaps you, take come you have a chop? The other side. And there are hands and there are hands. Do you agree with that? There are certain hands. Can't come you have not much. Hey. Challenge Jesus. That's Jesus. That's why Jesus. We are coming. So once in a while we'll get there. You know, but these are all part of Jesus' instructions. Okay? Jesus says that Moses said, don't fornicate. And the fornication or adultery is a literal thing. Having the real intercourse. But Jesus also came to make it worse. Jesus said, if you look, use your eyes to watch the person, and that thought comes into your mind, you have done it. So it means that there are some of you here, you have 16 children with 16 girls. Hey! I don't wonder how many children do you have so far? Confess your sins. Confess your sins. How many children do you have so far? Because you have been watching through your glasses. See, a lot of boys, they like glasses, dark ones. Because when they are watching on the roadside, nobody will catch them. Hey! Somebody says he doesn't have 16 children, he has 50 children so far. Yeah, because if Jesus says that when you watch a lady in a certain way, you have done the thing, then it means that tell him who will cry for one for over. Hey, and the ladies are not exempted though. They too, they have been watching some brothers. I said, yeah, in this generation, we are a slave queen generation. Though. Now, it's not just the guys that chase you. The ladies, them, that they have taste. Sure. You see the ladies that are looking at one brother and then, Charlie, they cannot keep their eye level straight. They are looking some places. They are sport children. All those people, Jesus says that you are more than the one who is on the bed. You are in your car, but you are more than the one in the hotel. The drivers, are you listening? Amen. Oh, I'm also part of the drivers. So why are you taking it personal? Am I not the driver? Don't I drive? Yes. Amen. So Jesus gave many instructions. But when Jesus was about to die, he gave the most critical one. The one that if you put every other thing aside, it must be there before he died. Was what? The instruction to go and make disciples. That Udie say one thing ya make ni na abra me nemu nam na mi ba be wi me mamu min shai tatuo Udie say ore fi ni amakire oni na kai ne insha odi ma ye no eye akrachi insha. That means that all the other things are important for you to God. They will help you, but they don't come close to sowing. Sowing is like the ark command. It's like the royal command. Aside love, it's like the most important instruction to the kingdom. Because the advancement of the kingdom, the increase, why Jesus came to die will be useless if that thing doesn't work. That means that Jesus came to die to only save 12 people. That's all. God came on earth to die to save only 12. But this instruction is why you and I are saved. When you go to cemeteries in Eastern region right now, you come across names of foreigners, Wiggle Sweat, something Smith, Imrofo Fonkwa, Omwewua, yes, Yomo Ibri. Mosquitoes bit them and they died in Ghana. They are the reason why Yejai Akom, Yejai Abosunsum, and Neyesu Yesum Yankob, Omwampam Breya, Omwin Disa in Shaneswa, and Kayegusu come. I guess what I'm saying. Like yemwa yadani asofo ina no na ye potential comfort. Nyame cannot hear here. Just say ofre bi wo so nti say nyame amfre wa obunsam ba den. Huhun bi wo mu nti say nyame ayusu de obunsam be pe kon ara be yusu. Amen. So tell somebody that don't joke with soul winning. It is very important to Jesus. And then we said number two reason why we must be soul winners is why? It's because it is your first talent or your first ministry or your first gift. That before you receive any ministry, answer na obeka se o nyame afre me se me ye chorister no. Answer na obeka chorister no why ye o akra chifo. Do you get it? You are already a soul winner. Oh, your sempa kenyi. Oh, kana sempa. Oh, the usubain. Oh, the wano. Oh, the ubibia. Kana sempa. Dada. Just say, ojidi nibia. The moment you become born again, oh, life. Ebe shasia kana min sempa. Wabrabo. Wenumun sem. Obeko akrachi. You don't need training before that. You don't really need to wait till you are 5 years in Christ before that. The Samaritan woman, she just met Jesus, and the next thing she gathered all the men in the town. The man at Gadara, the madman, after encountering Jesus, right from that place, he went winning 10 different cities or regions. Bible calls it the Decapolis, the 10 cities. So you don't need to be in rescue for 5 years before you start saving your friends. Advise the one, but you don't need 5 years before you start saving others. You don't need 5 years. Maybe you were invited today. After you leave here, go and look for your smoking friends. Go and look for your slay girls. Go and look for your friends. Start inviting them that I've been to a certain church. I've heard about Jesus. Come with me.
That's what the Samaritan woman did. She didn't know John 3:16. She didn't know how to preach. She didn't even know about hell or anything. She just met Jesus, fell in love with Jesus, and went to gather others that mumbra metie, amansenina mumbetie, mumbetie, adia, onunso ababetino. Everybody come and listen. So next week, as you are coming with people. Next 2 weeks, you are coming with people. And on the 7th of September, they are all going to sit by you. 3 people, 4 people, 5 people. Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. Have you started working on it? How many of us started working on it? You started talking to people on your phone. You started inviting people. You started talking to people about it. May God bless you as you do that. So before you became an instrumentalist, before you became a senior pastor, before you became anything, you are first a soul winner. It's a kratie jumano. Uye sofo kra uchimi. Uye osha uchimi. Uye instrumentalist uchimi. Uye dickness uchimi. Whatever you do in this church, and found, and only your first assignment, do me dear na media sha onsa first. And sana odi ni aka na eden aka ho. But on same case she radio. Are you following me? Number 3 for today. Write it down. Write it down. Barakata bahash. Brende sete kila bahash. Are you ready? Nienti I was say o bi aochi akra number 3. Because you are a hater of Christ. An enemy of the cross. Write it. Write the way I'm saying. I didn't make a mistake. I'm still on course. I'm not, you're a hater of Christ. You think it's a mistake. It's not a mistake. Write it. You are a hater of Christ. I didn't mean worse. You are a hater of Christ, comma, an enemy of the cross. An enemy of the cross. Whatever Jesus represents, you are an enemy to it. And then finally, a lover of this present world. It's a sign that you are a hater of Christ. You see, anybody who is not enthused about winning, so like they're not happy about so winning. Like we said, oh, Yanko Chakra, you see it as a burden. Come and pray for 40 days. You were here. It was not a burden for you. You were shouting on God. Some of you were lying on the floor. Some of you were facing the wall for 40 days. Go and win a soul. It has become a problem. It has become a burden. It has become trouble. It's like we are troubling you. Listen, anybody that doesn't have love for the things of God is a hater of Christ and the things of Christ. Simple. Obi biara on do Yesu any nejumano or you be a indirectly, no, ochi Yesu, eno chine juma. Just an orphan and unka. But this world is simple. Say that you love him or you don't love him. Or you hate him. John 14:21. Are we all reading together? Verse 21. And I want to hear everybody reading, else I bring you the microphone. One, go. He who has my commandments and keeps them. Now, what is the commandment? The word of God. The word of God, like what I'm preaching. So start again. One, go. He who has my commandments and keeps them or obeys them. It is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. So anyone who obeys the words of God, Jesus says that he is a lover of God. And anyone who disobeys the word of God, which includes soul winning, you have made yourself an opposite of a lover of God. And an opposite of a lover of God is a what? A hater of God. You cannot be an enemy to the world and be a friend of God. Bible says that enmity or friendship with the world is enmity with God. That's what James said. To be a friend of the things of the world, to be very active in the things of the world, you are automatically an enemy of the cross. Like, you don't need to argue about it.
When you're clubbing, chilling, partying, worldly music, chilling, enjoying yourself, you don't need to say, Lord, I hate you. It's a declaration that you hate God. You hate the things of, like, the things of God are too boring. You don't like them. It doesn't move you. Like, these are the things you like. It's a direct declaration. It's a stance you have taken. Now, how many of you know that if you love someone, like, if you really love someone, eventually you start loving the things the person loves and the things the person likes? Now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you again. How many of you have realized that when you love someone so deeply, eventually you will start liking certain things the person likes? How many of you have noticed that? Or you are too young? Or you have never liked someone with all your heart before? Gosui, have you loved someone with all your heart before? Have you liked someone with all your heart? They just ask you. That's what I'm asking. Mr. Anetti, have you loved someone with all your heart before? The one that made you cry. Have you cried before? Oh, I've cried before. Hey, I've cried before. I had broken heart, I cried. Anointed tears. Uda susu. Nyamimuau. I had broken heart one time when I came back from the university. That's why relationships in school, me, I don't really believe it. When I came back from school, as I was crying, I had my beloved pictures all over in my room. So it's like when I lift up my eyes and I see one picture, then more tears. Then when I tell you, I see another, more tears. Yes. And I had a group called Rescue. It was not a church. You know, I had a group called Rescue. So some of my members came to console me. They came to say, like, to do the funeral with me. I remember one of them said, oh, no, daddy, you cannot sit in this room like that. Let's go and take a walk. Let's go and take a walk. I said, let's go. What should we say? No, let's go. By then, my house was closer to Pentecost University. So we just left home then. We're taking a walk. We're chatting. So that I'll forget about it. But once I came back to the room, I saw the picture. No. It took like 6 months, almost 1 year before I was able to confidently pull down the pictures. You see, so sometimes some of the kind of games I've been playing, I've been there before. That thing that makes you feel like you will die. It's a lie. See me, I'm alive. I'm jumping. And I found a better version. Yeah, and I'm more happy. If you bring the other person, I will not accept. At all. Amen. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. Now, what I'm preaching about is that when you like someone, that kind of likeness that as you are learning, you are still drawing the person's face in your book. And you can't concentrate. That kind of mad love. That first love. When you love someone so much, do you see that if you don't even like football, the person likes football, you eventually start watching. You don't like Omutuo, but that's what the person likes. You eventually start learning how to prepare Omutuo. True or not true? Say, oh, shut up, baby, but a sign will be on in a minty. That's how it works. So, you cannot tell me that you like God, you love God, and you don't love what God loves. Can you tell me what does God loves? Souls. Say souls. That's the heartbeat of God. Souls. While he was in heaven, he was thinking about souls, about us. When he came on earth, he came for souls, for us. There's nothing for which reason Jesus came down to seek and save the lost. Souls. And when he was about to die, he was not thinking about anything. He was rather talking to them, go and make disciples. When he was leaving, he was telling them, go and make the disciples. Like, everything about Jesus is souls. It is very, very difficult to say you love Jesus. You are a good Christian, like you love God, and you don't love souls. It's not true. It's not true. We can easily tell where your heart is. You don't really love God. You tell them you are just around because of prayer answers. Oh, God will do a miracle. You like miracles. You don't love God. Because the day you start loving God, say, Obe donya mi pa duwa kuma be donya mia. Obe donya nyame don. And a nia nyame su odono eye akrachi. Obe unse, Obe starta inviting unam bufo. Oh, dimeti yankwa sorry. Yankwa, Obe ha omo sa, Obe unse, Ebe namo sunanko for 10 ira heaven. Ebe namo sunko for 20 ira heaven. Ebe namo sunko for 5 ira heaven. Bo unse mnaka se, meye se jumano. You don't need to be called Evangelist Roland. You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't need to be, we pour oil on you and say, from today, I consecrate you into Evangelist Apostle Hammond. No, you don't need it. You don't. You just need to love God. Udonamia. Udobia. Who can want same strength of war? True or not true? Do you remember when you got your first guy? You couldn't hide it. You told AC. You told Rita. Remember, when Rita came to you, have you forgotten? You were just, it was break time. And you were just eating, then you were smiling. Then Rita asked, why is that today? You are smiling, smiling. He said, Why you were just smiling? Your mother even asked you, why have you been singing praises all day? Washing and singing praises all day. You are looking so happy. You started telling everybody. A certain guy. A certain guy. You started telling everybody. You started telling everybody. All your friends came to know him. When you met that first love of yours, that crush, that girl, you told every guy around you. Charlie, what's up, Charlie? I see some lady before the hood inside. Hey. You see, you were witnessing to others about what you have seen. You were telling others about what you have experienced. You were telling others about what you love, where your heart is. You are not ashamed. You didn't need seven steps to declaration of beloved. You didn't need it. You knew how to, haven't you eaten what you have recommended before? Haven't you eaten some beans that you showed your friends that, Charlie, the beans, it'd be wild. It'd be wild, pa. So why is it that you go and do your hair at a certain salon and your hair, you enjoy, you like how the person did it and you're able to tell your friends and you cannot tell anybody about Jesus whom you say you love. You have never invited anybody to your church before. Nobody has followed you before. Since you stepped here, you came one, you are still coming as one. Nobody is here because of you. Up to today, we still have to come and force you to come to church. And you say you love God. You. What do you mean? You don't love God. Because when you love someone, you love what he loves. When you like someone, you like what the person likes. Yeah. Like it. And when you enjoy something, you tell others about it. You tell others about it. From today, may you be a witness about Jesus. Oh, I said, may you be a witness for Jesus. May you tell people about Jesus. May you spread Jesus to the world. And may you invite people to this church so that they will hear about your Jesus. What you are enjoying in this church, if you think it is good, if you think it is great, if you think others will also benefit, then why are you keeping rescue to yourself? Why are you not introducing your sisters to rescue? Why are you not introducing your brothers to rescue? Why are you not introducing your beloved out there to rescue? Why are you afraid to bring them here? Because you don't want them to change like you have changed. You're a wicked person. You don't love Jesus. You don't love Jesus. He is more interested in soul winning than the glories of heaven. So he even abandoned it. He even abandoned heaven. He was in heaven enjoying the glories, but he left it. And he came, lift up your hand and just pray a few seconds. Say, Lord, help me. I feel in my heart that, Charlie,
Grant me the desire, Lord. Give me the heart for soul winning. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Lord, please. I don't want to pretend. I don't want to be pretend. I don't want to pretend. Namadonia wudo. Namaye nia wupe. Iradie. Pray that prayer that, Lord, give me a heart for you. Give me a heart. I need a heart for you. What pastor is talking about, I feel I'm guilty. I need a heart for that. The way I have to struggle not to watch cartoons, I have to struggle not to watch action movie, I have to struggle not to go for party, I have to struggle not to drink. When I'm not coming to church, there is no struggle. I feel like I don't love God. I don't love God. I don't love the things of God. But from today, I will love God. I will invite people. I will win souls. I will witness to people. Shakabarakatakaba. Oh Lord, come and help us. Give me a heart for you. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, can shed love abroad in our heart. In 1 Timothy 3 verse 16, God could not sit in heaven to enjoy the glory. See, you are enjoying the blessings God has given you all these years. You are enjoying it alone. You see the way you say nice things about rescue in your head. You have to start telling it to others to bring them in. You see the way you appreciate the teachers. Oh, my pastor, he can teach us. My pastor can teach well. Oh, my pastor is not like whatever. You've been saying that. And that's why you keep coming. Oh, our church, oh, we do this. Our choir is so nice. Oh, we preach so well. Oh, our church, we win souls. Like all the nice things you like about the church. Oh, our church, when you are in need, you can be helped or something. All the beautiful things that you talk about. What I'm saying is that why are you keeping it to yourself? Why? When God was in heaven, he had all the glories, all the beauty, all the splendor, all the greatness. But Bible says that he left it and came. Everybody read this scripture with me. Read this scripture. You see how God abandoned. One go. And without controversy, argument, great is the mystery of godliness. That means that what I'm coming to say is a big secret. What is the secret? That God was manifested in the flesh. God was manifested in the body. That means that there was no Jesus anywhere. That God took and said, "Whoa, Brahme, smile." There was no Jesus anywhere. The one we call Jesus is when God decided to become a human being. To live among us. I guess what I'm saying? Jesus was not an angel in heaven. Like some people have been telling you. Great is the mystery. It's a secret. Mystery means a hidden secret. Of all godliness, of all spirituality. That God was manifested in the flesh. Justified in the spirit. No sin. He was the only man that didn't have sin. Justified. Seen by angels. That was the day he was born. Was the day that angels now came out to come and see how God, the light they have, because they have not even seen God before. Tell somebody, angels have not even seen God before. You think they are in heaven, so they have seen God. They have not seen God before. They only see the glory. God is a spirit. The angels, they see the glory of God. And the covering angels, the cherubs, the covering angels, they just cover the glory so that the light will not destroy other people. They just cover the glory. But they have been wondering who they are even worshipping. They have been wondering who they are even bowing to. They have been wondering how he looks like. So the day he took on a physical body was the day the angels parted the curtains of heaven and looked and said, "Ah, okay. So this is how he can also look like." That was one of the Bible said they went to declare the news to the shepherds. Joy in heaven. The Savior has been born. Seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles. Are we still not preaching amongst him? Amongst us, we are still preaching about him. We don't preach about anybody. The one we are preaching about, what is his name? Jesus. But who was he? God. That's why John 1 verse 1 tells you, in the beginning was God. Believed on in the world and received up into glory. Who went up? He didn't disappear. He didn't do. He went up. He went up and they were still watching him go. And two angels appeared and said, why are you still watching him? This Jesus you have seen go, he will come back again. I said, we are not dealing with the marks. Tell somebody, we are not worshipping the marks. We are not worshipping a magician. When he was going, they saw, human beings saw him go. And when he's coming, human beings will see him. Flesh and blood. His name is Jesus. But who was he? God. And it is not for everybody. Your mind will not understand. Because your mind is not matured. That's why Paul qualified it and Paul warned you that great is the mystery of godliness, that God became flesh. It is great. Lesser minds cannot comprehend it.
It's great. It's great. It's great.
It's great. So we just call him Jesus because of the human body he took. But it was, that's why Jesus will always tell them that if you have seen me, you have seen God. You are just looking at his face. So he can walk on earth. Otherwise, you just pass through him like a ghost. You can't see him. Is somebody following me? And so if God had to leave the glories of heaven to come, he came to do what? He came to seek and save the lost. That's the whole reason why he came. He didn't come and enjoy Manchester. He came to reign. No. He's a king already. His kingdom is even better than what he gave us here on earth. He gave us this place that we should rule for him. Like an ambassador. There's no ambassador greater than his president who sent him. Are you following me?
Yes.
That is why Luke 19 verse 10, he said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now listen, in Revelation 14 verse 14, Bible tells us that when Jesus was even reigning in heaven, he was still thinking about soul winning. Revelation 14 verse 40. Everybody, Mr. Sorijina Onaso, and let's read this scripture. When I'm teaching like this, I want everybody to understand it. Because we have come to a Christian school of the word. I'm saying that when Jesus was in heaven, look at it. We are all going to read. One go. Be unkind, mommy. One go. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Now everybody watch it. When you see a king sitting on a throne, tell me some of the things you see him with. A crown is there, isn't it? What do they normally hold in their hand? Is it called a staff? That thing, what is it called? That sword, that royal sword that they have been holding. Is it what they call a scepter? I know the scepter is like a rod that has a golden thing at the end, a round golden thing. But have you all seen kings with a golden sword? Have you seen the Fulani people? Do you see what they have been using? In the English, we call it sickle. Everyone say sickle. Sa sickle na akabi say sino. Ayedi shenru animo ani echa. They can use it to harvest rice and other things. But yetadi harvesting ra. Please, the children that are a bit older, let them start going for Sunday school, okay? So that they will be taught. You better show more idea, mama. Now, we will not copy. Next week, we make sure that Colabia or 2 years, especially over course Sunday school. A Colabia 2 years, ashes. We make sure over course Sunday school. Say the better. You better show more than copy. You will hear. Amen. Now, follow me. So there is no king who sits on his throne and holds a sickle. Anamibwa. Every king sits on his throne. No, kitaden. Sorda, odidiasa. It says that the sword represents what? Warrior. Say, odiakum. But Argentina, Jesus Christ, odie. Oti na pakem, oti na hingo emuno. Okita, fula ni fwasikanya. Yediko cha, yediko harvesti. Argentina. Who can tell me? Who can tell me why Jesus is not holding a royal scepter or sword? But he's holding a sickle. Oh, tell me. I'm giving you the hint. Why? Because of souls. Because souls are called harvest. Bible prayer. How do you call souls? Accra. Say, Ucha. Ucha. Harvest. Ucha bre. And it's opti heaven pono. Or Genesis the obey them, obey save in Nipa. That's why he came. He was just thinking of how he will save us. Look at verse 15. Look at verse 15. Did somebody? And another angel came out of the temple in heaven, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap." So another angel came out in heaven and shouted that God harvest. Cha! Harvest them. Fair usekon no eremu. Say the baby to me tabi. And then what happened? For the harvest of the earth is ripe. Or see a chabreno assume. Tell somebody the harvest is ripe. I'm not hearing you. Tell him the harvest is ripe. Tell him, you too, you have a sickle. Even though you are sitting on your professional throne, but you have a sickle. Even though you are a lawyer, but you have a sickle. Even though you are a pastor, but you have a sickle. Even though you are an engineer, but you have a sickle. Even though you are a businessman, but you have a sickle. So you too, the angel of the Lord is speaking through Reverend Prince. And he's saying that you to use your knife. Use your knife. Tell somebody, use your knife. Use your knife for a kitao. Yes, I'm also to me. It also use your knife for one more. One more phone. One more on your digital. One more on your way to man. Also, so sick kind of yam yam sam not your show. Also, face your mom and coupon. I invite your mobra. Sorry. Now you're cheer mo and for man and coupon. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Then I say, oh, I love them. I love these people. That's it. When will Hini be Okita Weda? Jesus, or Hinia, or Jini, Echano, or Jini, harvest. It's only a king that is thinking about harvest. Listen to me. No matter who you are, Jesus was a king, but with a sickle for the harvest. You too, you can be a great person. You can be a great woman on earth, also having your own sickle. And you'll be happy. You can be a doctor and still be harvesting. You can be a lawyer, still be you can be a market woman. Obi obe ba untembia. Uzi omuma nyankopon. Obi obe ya wadam fubia. Wunti omu irahini enimu. Obi obe ben ubia. Wunti oma shase sum nyame. Omu shia onan komu nim nyame. Enam usun to shase sum nyame. When you do that, you are using your knife. Tell somebody, use your knife. Use your knife. Your classmates are there. Use your knife. Use your knife. Your colleagues are there. Use your knife. Use your knife. Clap your two hands for the Lord. How many of you are going to use your knife from today? Jesus is in heaven, but he's using his knife. The angel said, use your knife. The meaning of it, trust in the sickle. Use your knife. Today, if you don't hear anything, use your knife. Use your knife. It is the word of God. It is John 3:16. Use your knife. It is the opportunity you have You are the only person who knows that brother. I don't know that brother. So my knife cannot help that brother. But your knife can help that brother. Every Fulani guy can only harvest where his knife is. He cannot harvest another portion. So I cannot enter into the hospital and harvest the people there. You are a doctor there. You must harvest them. I cannot enter into that market and harvest people that you sell over there. You can harvest them. There are people in your field who are drivers, who are transport people. I may never meet them that I'll be able to say that for whom I Jesus Christ and Adimetibra, sorry. But because you know them, you can affect them. Use your knife. Use your knife. PK, use your knife. You have a great media knife. Use your knife. Use your knife. Are you hearing me? My dear, use your knife. Use your knife. Use your knife. Trust in your sickle. Mrs. Baba now, use your knife, okay? You have a knife. It's in the spirit. Use it, Jifa. Use your knife. Your friends, I don't know them. I can't help them. I can't save them. But you know them. You can help them. You can save them. Use your knife. They are on their way to hell. Smoking will kill them. Womanizing will kill them. Cheating will kill them. They are on their way to destruction. The devil don't want them to enter into any church. So they are afraid of church. But you are close to them. So use your knife. No pastor's knife can harvest them. But your knife can harvest them. Use your knife. Mention three people that you think must be saved. Mention their names and just pray for them right now. Just pray for them. People you know around you that you are thinking about. As I'm talking to you now, the Lord is making you think about a certain brother, a certain sister, a certain friend, certain group of people that are on their way to hell. But God wants you to save them. Mention their names right now. Mention their names right now. Barakatasha, Yadada, Baraekete, Lekete, Zugaba, Rigade, Shaka, Barakata, Rekete. Lord, use our knives, Lord. Even though we are sitting on a throne, but we want to use our knives. Even though we are sitting on a professional throne, but we want to use our knives. Our knife of music, our knife of fashion, our knife of media, our knife of preaching, our knife of fashion, of hairdressing, our knife of engineering, our mechanic knife. We are using our knife to harvest them. Our advantage, our opportunity, our tools, what gives us an opportunity to meet them, we are using that to win them, to harvest them, to invite them into the church so that they will be saved, so that they will be rescued. Lord, use us. It starts from today. It starts from today. We are bringing them. Next Sunday, they are in church. Next two Sundays, they will keep coming. They will keep coming until they become leaders, until they become pastors, until they become great Christian businesswomen and great Christian businessmen and great Christian billionaires, until they become Christian mothers and Christian fathers. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody following me? Clap your two hands for Jesus. Oh, show me a man who loves Christ, and I'll show you a man who is a soul winner. There is no one who loves Jesus who doesn't love what Jesus loves. There's no one. Everyone who loves Jesus loves what Jesus loves. And I'm saying, you may not be a pastor. I'm not talking to pastors. I'm talking to students. I'm talking to students. There was no school I entered. There was no school. So there was no school I entered that they didn't nickname me pastor. You know that in Ghana, everybody is Kana. A lot of people are Kana. So when you show a little zeal, they will nickname you also, mommy. Or they will nickname you also, true or not true. Some of you, where you come, maybe your house, when you are even coming to church, they just mock you and say, hey, what the Osofo? Say they where they are. Sorry. Also, they will cut it short. They will even say the also for is too long. Also, every school I went to, when there is no teacher in the class, I'll come and stand in front. Praise God. Some people will receive it. Some people will say amen. Others, their amen is, they will just chuckle. Some of them, their amen is to size you. Are you following me? But I kept preaching. I kept telling them. I have people who God used my name to harvest them, who are pastors now in Lighthouse, pastors in UK, pastors in South Africa. These are people who still talk to me. I'm still their spiritual father, God. They remember I was the one that gave them, I was the one that used my name to harvest them. Class 5, class 6, form 1, form 2, form 3. I went to the university without fire, to the secondary school without fire. I turned the SU upside down. The SU was no more enough, so I had to add a new program. I called it Jericho Hour, Saturday morning. And it looks like as if I emptied the school into that Jericho Hour. Headmaster must hear and come to campus. Assistant headmaster must come. Teachers will come. What is happening there? But there was a revival. Who was leading that revival? A certain boy. Eventually, I rose to become the SP, so they couldn't stop us again. Powerful. It's not today that we grew up loving God. I didn't go to a Bible school to be a pastor. I love God. That's all. Nyamina na me dono. Mi odoko ha na me nyini yebi. So bi oni mi odoko ha. They will say two things about me. Anybody who knows me in odoko. Those who knew me from age 6. I came to odoko when I was 5. I became 6 here. So those who knew me from that 5 years onwards to when I became perhaps 12. Some of them will talk about me as a footballer. That's what they saw. But those who knew me from 12 years upwards, the outstanding thing they'll start talking about, aside football or something, be that he was a crife. Not yet, no preaching. There is nobody that loves Jesus that doesn't win a soul. Don't think I'm a pastor of a church today, so I'm telling you win a soul. I was a nobody in a church. And yet, 4 o'clock, small boy, 11 years, near be bomb dying. Near bomb dying. Now me my baby say, Wana. Oh, I joy you share prince. Then they will pick me. 11 years. Near the Michi, now me preach. I'm marching. Me preach or Dr. Connors. Everywhere. Preaching in cars, buses. Went to the university. Same thing. People who knew me in university, they will know me for two things. I was into politics. I was into preaching. I was a politician. I was topping big posts. But I had my sickle. I was still using my knife. There was no hall in KN University I didn't preach. Many hostels that I conquered. I became very, very popular. When I stood for election, I won hands down. When my interpreter comes, he will tell you, Prince, he is my mate from the university. Hands down. We are not growing to talk about God, though. Ah. Don't think that we want you to work and bring souls. That's not it. Listen, what I'm talking to you about, when I even show you the note I'm using is 2013. The first time I spoke about this was 2013. Didn't I share it on the pastor's page? I said every pastor should preach it. So all the pastors are preaching it. This was my note from 2013. I've not added a word. I'm just preaching ditto 2013. I've not added a word. I'm just preaching. So if you think that maybe I'm talking to you because of today. No. Then who did I write this one for? 2013, now where? I didn't even have a church. But I was preaching. I was training young people to win souls for their churches. To win souls and send them to church. Because you see, it's not about Pentecost. It's not about Methodists. It's not about rescue. It's not about a church. Oh, it's about the kingdom of God. Because all the people you are talking to,
It is not coming to help the pastor. They are entering into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus. And when you get to heaven, your stars and your crowns and your glories, they will shine and 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 they will shine. And you too, you'll be shining. You'll be a shining star. Bible said, they that turn many to righteousness, they shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. Clap your two hands, I will shine.
Bible says, "Omo be shine to say stars are a wasro, udu sroa, akra wachini na." Ebu bo, I want to say so jeni. Say the ne tax ebu bo ne hono. Ebu bo. Ebu bo hono sana o shine. And then the chair udibie. How do you call it? Udibria. Whatever. Where you sit? Yes, udibre. Charlie, I'm doing well, oh. Where you sit? I give you the mic. You can't speak tree. Where you operate from in heaven? There are people who go to heaven. They'll be sanquas. Say sanquas. I say emu emu asenu. Mumu biwa mumu. Utimi could do heaven. Crowd be ye kanzo. As a bass, I hate to be a tissue. What try and we rub everyone's unya unya baby into that. O tarry, we know, sir. O tarry, don't know, sir. Where are bass in the mood yet? It's often a bedroom, a bread. Because you are not winning so. But when you win a soul, you are building a castle for yourself. You are building a mansion for yourself. That was Ura heaven. Who will be a bit? She, Kwame E. Chen. Kofi Chen. Esi Chen. They are waiting for you. They are waiting. They are waiting for you. O Sekai Nebeji Omunkwa. We will Sekai. And that Pastor Prince, we will Sekai Nebeji Omunkwa. Ebi Omun Shiami Daumu Yasimo Mubaye, but we shall. Wuna Namidu Wap, Namia Position. And you see, do you know the danger? Do you know the danger? Everyone, listen to me. The danger is that all these people, you see, I'm mentioning names. Kwame, Ama, Kofi, Ajua, Ezi, Ekia, Kukwa, whatever. Omunina Omuo Okra Womum Otom Wele, but Okra Womu Oswadia Ton, dear, but Okra Womu. Or your lawyer, but Okra Womu. Or your Juntiniba, Okra Womu. Everybody around you has a soul. And so when they die, they are going to hell or heaven. Period. Oh, wait, that's all I've told you, Mammy Hano. When she dies, or call hell or heaven. It's a know how. Oh, I had to send me by a party, it's Mammy and say party. No. When they die, they are going to either hell or heaven. Are you following what I'm saying? Every human being has a soul. So you may say that after this one, he's a Muslim. Fine. But he still has a soul. And even though he's a Muslim, either he will go to hell or heaven. That must be a problem for you. He's selling pure water, but he has a soul. He's a student, but he has a soul. He's an engineer, but he has a soul. He's a rapper, he has a soul. I don't know the people that you have around you. He's washing, he has a soul. She's busily cooking, but she has a soul. It's a man can say, Mami nko hanajin. I said, "Yeah, Michelle, no, on your journey, we come to Hanaji. Or we'll cry. It'll be the last chance. Ni, wa waba hono. It'll be okwa kode unyani. It'll be okwa kode unyani. It'll be a one now, yet the last card. I remember we invited a certain guy from this area. He told us that we should not worry. In December, he will come. We invited him like around July for such a program. He laughed. He laughed and said, oh, Mamu, so December. December was the 31st. 31st December. He didn't come. He died in November. And they went to bury him here. He didn't get the December. It was his last chance to be saved through the knife of rescue. He died in November and was buried. So the people you are saying say, he may be your friend, he may be your teacher, he may be your instructor, he may be your customer, he may be someone you buy from. He has a soul. And if he has a soul, the danger is that if you don't tell them, something is going to happen to you. God will require their blood from you. That's the danger. Nyame be bisa omumoja, because when nyame edi ne kra a connecting. Say ebenam wo so she obi antie me ba be pon Ezekiel 3 verse 18. Everybody listen to me. And I'm going to close you. Obi antie me. God planned that for me to be born again, someone must come and look for me. Do you know where the person came from? The person came from Kumasi. So I don't joke with Kumasi people. I owe the whole Kumasi Ashanti region, I owe them my salvation. Because the one who got me saved in class 5, that boy came from Kumasi and joined our school and got me born again and trained me class 6. For 1 year, then we stepped into form 1. And I saw be funny thing crying. Then he called back to Kumasi. Now by that time, no me dinner. My yenya me juma from that time I be seen there. She said me one na Sibia, but the man Michael Ado from Kumasi. Michael Ado me who say why you crusade kesiye to say the mima ye pen, but I cry me chimbia. Michael Ado was shell. Because ona nyami nam ni sube yi me, ena nyami nam ni suji mo. I get what I'm saying. Now one more who so nyami ashe she. Obi wo hono ma wo pe ne be na mo so ama na ehu Yesu wo pe wo pe na me se wo ye den praise in krani bi ani obeti maje wo nkwa odoko ni bi ani obeti maje wo nkwa nipa obeti maje wo nkwa ani Michael Ado ti e jini fi Kumasi ba 1 year me dinner me na so ne san be fa me call ye mysteriously when we school. Now the issue is that it is like a Michael Ado ewuye ansana osiamia kamede hunya nkupo anasa Michael Ado ba ye no okana no tumu ana nka woni mi ankara se enkrani boy we dey make akọ kan den ma mi nja na se because na ye nina na ye penasem akola o ye hu sofo sofo sa dia den ni na ye penasem because won say say un usa san ko for na. It is a yeah bad voice in your mala or bape or say yeah the tell you penance back to say. But now on na nyamia tie muni na mu destiny. Nyamia says me no bena me swabu amon no wa tie me so me dear too. Abofraki to way. And by the grace of God, he spoke to me that day. I bought food for Michael Ado. Because he didn't have money. He was a poor boy who had come or turned so at Achimota. And I was schooling in Achimota. And in second break, there was no money for him to eat. So everybody was eating. Everybody was having fun. And I saw Michael Ado under the India Hammon tree. Obianti Yemi. Maybe I can't say me from this scripture. Under the India Hammon tree. Abba from Katie. Oh, you don't know it's called India Almond. I mean, that's what I was taught it was called. So I saw him sitting down there during break time.
and typical of him with his Chi Bible. Was good. That's why I can read Chi Bible. I'm a guy, but I'm not good at guy. I can speak Chi better. I can preach in Chi better. He trained me. I owe my life to that young evangelist. That child of God. You do somebody who stands somewhere and say that I owe my life to Roland. I owe my whole life to Tino. I owe my whole life to Pastor Jonathan. I owe my whole life to Mr. Bequin. Obi be tina baby said America. Oni say me can want some more. But my can want so much them in my heart today. I follow what I'm saying. So I went to Michael. I said, Michael, I didn't know how to honor him. I didn't like him, but something moved me to go and ask him. Because secretly, I admired him. But because I know I'm a bad boy, I didn't want to get close to him. Do you know that the people that you see as Christians, you secretly admire? You wish that you can do what they are doing. So those of you that they see you like, hey, we are Christians, we are Christians. Let me tell you, they secretly admire you. They wish you can say, they can also say no to the things you are saying no to. They wish they can also be virgins like you can also be a virgin. They don't have the ability and the capacity. They don't have it. So secretly, they admire how you go to church every day. They wish you to. You are going to sleep in your boyfriend's house and you are coming back in the morning and you have come home and everybody know where you are coming. Go short and decision tomorrow. Skate. But they only see you going to church every day. Church. Secretly, they admire you. They wish their daughter can be like you. They wish they can be like you. But because they cannot, they will attack you. They will make you feel bad. So, I was always against my calendar. I didn't like him, but secretly, I admired him. So, Daddy, I don't know what happened, but I went to him alone. I said, Michael, want to buy food? I said, oh. He spoke in Chi. He couldn't speak English. So, he spoke in Chi. And he said, oh. Then my thing came. Before I realized, I handed over all my money plus my transportation. From Achimota, I walked home. Me per milk cheese bin am dida ne bo me boss ana me ko because she had my boy. Sa na mdi na ma pen kwa sabe pie kwa shima. Me catch out and yes, I'm a very soft and I'm a yen yammy. You, yes, I'm a very soft. That day, I said, okay, Jiska, we then I'll be the we went and I bought him. I remember Atomo those days, school for was okay. Atomo needs a turn in. I got him Atomo, she turned now, and then we sat down. I didn't go with my usual bad friends. And then we were eating together. And then he ate. When he finished, instead of him to say thank you, do you know what he said to me? Should I tell you what Michelangelo told me? Akolana and Kamida ask you. You must have a catch. Me can't you know. Me will feed that. Okay, he said, Prince, who are you, Papa, Papa? Now, so who are you, hell? So I was thinking about it. I'm like, Mimi de Meloy, I thought, now where do you hear? Because I can't crunch them. Because I'm going to shout out. Over pass the time way, over pass the way defense. How do you mean? You tell me that, oh, we are the papa, papa. Nazua, we call hell. So I was like, Mike, I know. Then he opened the Bible. Acts chapter 10. So the first time I heard somebody called Cornelius. Cornelius was a giver. A bankrofo. And so, now me small before the catcher said, Cornelius, who you need papa? Nanso, akadie bago. So mama yenko first Simon, no me kanchera owo jopa. He explained that listen, if you don't accept Jesus, all your good deeds will be useless.
You are a good person. He didn't mean evil. He took his time to explain that you are a good person. But you have not accepted Jesus. That's all himself make home. You call away our day and me kiss her. It's all himself make home. On him is a bad boy. Come here, I'm a trap and speak an itchy. Speak an itchy. All no, I'm going down. Teach any be no be. So he knew me. Because those days, when you were entertainment, that's your chair. No, no, Gina, class 5. They were no beer windows, no pretty, empty chairs. It will change my name, Chuka, cannot be transit. That boy, Michelado, and Tunu Bedinia, not just Zabia and Amia Mammy in Mamma. It's called Michael. Amen. And I think about it, I feel like crying because he helped me. That boy helped me. You see, listen, where would I be if not for Michelado, a rescue agent? Sent from Kumasi, from the Ashanti kingdom, to come and save a gang boy like me. Somebody too is waiting for you. Somebody is waiting for you. Don't say I'm a schoolboy. Somebody is waiting for you. That company you entered, that market, there is somebody in that market who must escape hell. See that I'm waba. But what happened because when you say me pen and me can't assume we are chill. Now what's wait my call deep Frank? So I say Frank in your hell. I can't clear be not Frank in where we are similar. And so you are down for. I know ne bo. I know ne nam. Bible say. Everybody read. Ezekiel 3. Obi answer me pon. Ezekiel 3. You didn't pay bo. Ever be pon. Ezekiel 3. Go there verse 18. Go there. Because nobody has told us about it. We are too busy receiving blessing. Nobody has told us that day we will buy boom. Obiankind, one go. When I said to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked ways, sorry, you didn't do anything about it to save his life. Lift up and say, I'm a savior of men. Oh, one kaka say, I am a savior of men. Yes, why any dear oko? Says I am a witcher. Chidima. Last week, me catch there one mouth the word of reconciliation. He has given it to you. Save others. Sauna moi uyo bia jinkwa. See the Michael, yeah, me hero, my jinkwa forever and ever. No, sana usu you be a jinkwa. Me catch them. Ubu wa bu via ba wu you be a jinkwa. To save his life. God, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Read it again. That same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood, I will require. Ask the one by you, how many people's blood will you answer for? Go to 33, chapter 33, verse 6. Bible say, Adie biada yedi anu mienu kan. Sa adie no, ya establish. Untimisi san da. Everybody watch it. But if the watchman, you are the watchman. One and Amidu will see what say. Can I send a warning? But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, pa-na-na-na-na-na-na, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. Tell somebody be warned. Tell somebody be careful. You have this month to do something. Save yourself. Save yourself this question God will ask you. You be bisa obi moja every Wednesday. That's number 4. You be bisa obi moja. You stand a murder charge. A murder charge. If you don't win souls, you be bisa obi moja every Wednesday. O di dia global that you know. You be bisa akwesi moja every Wednesday. You be bisa kwejo moja. Kwami moja.
make ya ni moja wo
ena nyame baby saw
but do help you but you say wa bobra me den anka me tunu wa sorry oh me den anka me na me pra sorry fine
but nyame baby saw say na yawa me den ni ba wa bra bo mu ne den ni ba wa bra bo mu say kama sempa chere ne den awe rather no udini ye djuma enya sika enya ho wan twi na nko asori da wan nya hian fa ne nko ajo mi wa okwa sori sunday bia uti se me kasa fa mako a reverend prince mu is who free up there what you are dream
tan comfort be brain e wo fun so no you chat with them the things they even talk to you about you know their sinners and yet you have done nothing about it rather you are secretly fooling with them. That's not what you do. Instead of helping them, you rather join them. Nyameba. You rather join them. Oti omun cheng, obabi chemu, omun konba ne wansem. Instead of self, ube omun se no, konfo we, omun hiyan kwanji eno. Rather no, o join ni omun. Tene veya omun srewo. Eh, wede vaya omun papa sofo. Nyamebe biso omun kwa, efri won cheng. Ene mi vase mi be abe kan ukure, ne upe umpo maka. Makano krene wo mimbe dadao. Na misu nyame misame. One day, you step into the glories of heaven. There will be judgment. And when you enter, they will open books. And they will mention names. I brought you Rita. What did you do? I brought you Ace. What did you do? I brought you Kwame. What did you do? Biju ma obetina safiha. Ubetina safiha no. Mema abrante we oshasese ono uya danfo. Then I will find in kwanti yehon. Wopen anamini dao so. Open. They will ask you for your soul. You are seeing a businessman, but God is seeing a soul. You are seeing a customer, but God is seeing a soul. You are seeing a seller, a trader, but God is seeing a soul. You are seeing a party man, but God is seeing a soul. You are seeing a Muslim, but God is seeing a soul. And that soul, God says, as for dying, he will die. Because he will not change. So why would you say, so he will die. So I see Muslim for them. God says, I will ask of the blood from you. I will ask of the blood from you. So be thinking about it. By this time, there are 50 people whose blood are being required already. If you live to 100 years, imagine the number of people God will require their blood from you. God have mercy on us. Our friends in school. Our friends in the neighborhood, close your eyes and lift up your two hands. There is power in
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.